ואמר לו כדי, ריש במציע וסייפה במקח וממקה. ריש במציע וסייפה במקח וממקה. So why we have two chetimtzes in the Mishnah? So maskolas ha-gemora, the reason we have two chetimtzes in the Mishnah is ריש במציע וסייפה במקח וממקה. ריש במציע וסייפה במקח וממקה. This reason is two chetimtzes. Zogt Rashi, v'mekach v'memkar, knetir miyad ploini, v'davka mekach v'memkar, huda amrinu yachloiku b'shvur, v'ika l'meymar shneyem knuwo, v'l'shneyem nisratza amoyche. Aval ze oimer ani arakhtiyo, v'ze oimer ani arakhtiyo, lo yachloiku. D'vad ha'echad minayu ramay, v'et emunachas at shiyo v'yaliyo. So this Rashi Be'etzem is interesting twice. The main Ore in Rashi, we'll see Be'en Sashem, and the Hemshech Hashir, Toch Kedai Hashir, was Rab Kiva Heger and the Maram Shiv Shtel. Who asked Rashi to go into it? Who asked Rashi to go into this Shaila? For vos. The Tana says, Reishi, the Gemara says, Reishi B'metzir, Seifa B'mekach V'memka. Reish b'metzia, seif b'memekach b'memka. So it Rashi, you know what happens b'ani araktiyo? It doesn't work. Ein achaluki yachol eli esemes, v'adai ramai, we'll see in a second what Rashi says. So I'm giving you, why Rashi needed it? And vos mit ani oimer ani b'nesio, v'ani b'nesio. Interesting. I would say shtayim oichzim, I think when we started the Masechta, we were handling all the cases. Rashi wants to give a akdome, and again Rashi a akdome. Why Rashi decides now, b'tchilas ha-gemore, to say, and you know what will be the aloche, v'ani ha-raktir, and Rashi says, you chidushim, that we have to start to shtim it with all different gemores. Yeah? So it could be, b'argosh ha-risho, you know, before Teres, could be Rashi came to Miyasha v'shtikol, why the gemore didn't say, v'seife b'ani ha-raktir? Why the gemore says, seife b'mekach v'memkar? I will see Mekah B'memka, V'lech Zizuzi M'man Lokat, it's a ganze Gemore, whole suge later, V'lech Zizuzi, Eda Messiah, whole suge that comes in, because the Gemore had to arrange gizetz, that we're talking here, and I chetim tse, V'ani am B'mekah B'memka. Who needs such a chetim tse? Who needs such a chetim tse? V'ani, say, ani arakhtir, could be, Sinish Ginug. Yeah, could be we'll have to, if he's some shot him to say it. Rabbi Kivegin the Maram Shif didn't want to say that this is the reason Rashi decided to say Psagantza Shtikl Teira here, why we're not talking about Ani Araktir. Mishuma Rashi decided not to speak about Ani Araktir. And this is Omer Dursheini, why Rashi is not talking about Ani Araktir. So Bezis Hashem will be Miyashiv. But first let me learn what's your state in Rashi. Rashi comes and says a Chidush Godl, that by Ani Araktir, is no yachloiku. Yemunach at shiyovo yaliyo. So let me get in keseder advor. The first chelik of Rashi, what Rashi is saying, that b'ani araktiyo, the aloche will be, b'ani araktiyo, the aloche will be, yemunach at shiyovo yaliyo. Vaistois, Rashi learns like this. Come and tell the kashas. What a shver. We have shtayim moichzim betalis, yachloiku. Shtayim moichzim betalis, the aloche is yachloiku. Bahu Arve is called the Alim Gvar. Ani Araktiyo is a Vaday Rama. Zok Rashi, when it's a Vaday Rama, you do Yemunach. Ahu Arve is also Vaday Rama. This guy says the Arve is mine, and this guy says the Arve is mine, the boat is mine. One of them is lying. And we say, call the Alim Gvar. So why Rashi decided to say Yemunach? Rashi doesn't want to say Yachloiku. The Moshul, the Rivam, says that when it's a Vaday Ramai, we do call the Alim Gvar, we don't do Yachloiku. This is what the Rivam said in Baba Basra. By us, there's no Vaday Ramai Yachloiku. And Ahu Arbe is a Vaday Ramai, so we do call the Alim Gvar. Veilaicht. So why? Rashi decided that in Vaday Ramai, the Aloch is Yemunach at Shiyov Yaliyahu. Maishno me'u arve. It's the first kasha. There is also a Vaday Ramai. The Teretz is, Rashi learns, but it's oichzim. So what if it's oichzim? So while it's oichzim, Rashi learns, like we learn in the Rosh, oichzim is a reason not to do kol de'alim. Because eilonu laniach she'igzol es chaveiroi. So we're stuck. Yachloiku Rashi holds, but a Rama you don't do. I want to do kol de'alim like Ahu Arve. The Muchzokim says, I can't do yachloiku. So I can't do yachloiku. I can't do kol de'alim. Memela, I do yemunach. Bemela, I do yemunach. This is Shitas Rashi. I can't do yachloiku. I can't do kol de'alim. Bemela, I do yemunach. Shtayim oichzim betalis, there's no ramai. I could do yachloiku. Ahu Arve is a ramai, but I could do kol de'alim. But by us, oichzim, and is a vada ramai. Yachloiku is not because the ramai. Kol de'alim is not because the oichzim. Bemela, I'm left with yemunach. That's Shitas Rashi. Avad Reb Nochem mentions that we have to remember this Rashi for the ganze bo metzia, shtei da achidu she'en kedugmosoi. That the Yemunach is not only that Beis Din don't know what to do, mevart bizeliyahu anovi. You take it out from the hands and you put it in the safe of Beis Din bizeliyahu. I don't know who is exactly in charge to keep it, bizeliyahu anovi comes. The man shlishi it's talking about the shoymer. No, Yemunach hat she'av eliyahu. Someone finds someone, doesn't know who to give it back. Yemunach hat she'av eliyahu, where you keep it. Here, a dayan has to come and take it out of the hands, and he has to put it in this box. Munachat Shiyav Eliyahu. Zu kimat lo yishomanu. Kimat lo yishomanu. L'moshul. And Ahu Arve. Itofas lo yimafkine. So the Beis Din chapt it. They put it in the box. Where the Beis Din keep their stuff. Beis Din. Itofasinu lo yimafkine. Beis Din don't take it out. That makes sense. Beis Din will not take it out. Itofasinu lo yimafkine. But To take out from state people and to do a yemunach, this is a great chidush. State in Rashi, yemunach is a psapsak. Could be some Rishonim didn't want to learn like Rashi. They never learned as could be as a zach in the world that you take out to do a yemunach. The val, as I state, later in the Hemshech HaSugyas, we see a lot of stiras in Rashi, and could be nisht alamol, not every yemunach and shas is the same yemunach of our sugya. Noch wants in the Hemshech HaSugyas to find an afkimine. And afgedenken, that is the first place that we found, maybe the only place that we found is Shitas Rashi, that is a musig to be moitzi to call the alim. To be moitzi to call the alim. What do you do? Weisach nisht. Monashlish is by the shomer. He just leaves it in his hands. Said, but what he does, he sits in the same box. He doesn't do. It's a muzak b'kach shteim. He leaves the safe clothes. We don't moitzi to do kol yemunach. We leave it. What is normal yemunach? We leave it. Don't stay. We moitzi and we do yemunach. Said. What is moitzi? But he's holding for shteim and he carries on holding for shteim. Yada ki yada, and it stays there in the other ki yada. It stays in the other kiyot, Bizeliyahu. He's holding for both of them, and he carries on holding for both of them. Here, Basin, take out. They ask him, where are you going? We're waiting for Eliyahu Anov. It's a chidush atzum. Ha'inu, Rashi is so white. Miken ishmachin yachloiku. So white. Miken ishmachin kol de'alim. And we take it and we do yemunach. I'm saying, the vial, on kash is on tirutzi, mestam azog. But it's a shtar gezog, the vial. I said, I yitzir for yemunach. Now, we have to know, Lemoshul, Be'etzem, Nos is weiter leicht. Fregen der Rishoyni Mashayle. But there's another Gemore. Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar, the Gemore in Tav Zayin, you do Yachloiku. There is also a Vaday Ramay. B'Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar is also a Vaday Ramay. Who has this Kasha? Tesis Bayos. Tezis in Baba Basra and the Rashbo, all the Rishonim ask the Kasha and Rashi, Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar. Why the Aloch is B'Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar? Now we do Yachloiku. Why B'Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar you do Yachloiku? It's the Chavad HaRamai. And I want to Arainzetz. Lefi Tezis, Tezis says Klor, that even when it's a Chavad HaRamai, you do Yachloiku. If a Chaluki Yechol Eli Yisemes, and dear the Chaluki Yechol Eli Yisemes, why? Because could be he paid him a half. Could be he paid him a half b'shtayim adukim b'shtar. Avad, it's only l'fi Rabbona that it's stolen in Chaluki Yechol Eli Yisemes. Not l'fi Rabbi Yosi that it's stolen in Ramai or not Ramai. Aba mikol makoim. Alibed Rabbanon, you have to have Chaluk Yechol Yosemes. The Fira B'Yosi is Tol in Rama. The Gemara in the Zayin is Alibed Rabbanon. Shtar is Yechol Yosemes. This is Tesis by us. Shtayim Merzim is Yechloiku. Ve'afilu Vada Yike Ramai. Keimat Shachluk Yechol Yosemes. וכן שתיים הדוגים משטר. דה החלוק יכול להיות סמס. לפי דריבו, דריבו הם בו בבסרסט, באויכזים ידו יחלויקו איבן אפס הרמי. הזרעי ווז, שתיים הדוגים משטר. אבל לפי רשי לכו ולפו דעד הטרץ. שתיים הדוגים משטר, אז אויכזים. אז נגן, לפי טייסס, חלוק יכול להיות סמס is enough. לפי דריבו, even that he hold the Mubi Basra, the Rivot, that Rama, you don't do Yachloiku, but we said, Ba'ichzim, you do Yachloiku. So it's Zalman, it's all the Teres. But Rashi learned that Ba'ichzim, you don't do Yachloiku. Even Ba'ramai. And even Ba'ramai, Ba'ramai, even Ba'ichzim, you don't do Yachloiku. Frege Lala Rishonim, for Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar. Why B'Shtayim Adukim B'Shtar? If Rashi, it's Yachloiku. It's nothing with him in Yashiv. It's nothing with him in Yashiv. זאת גם כי ואיגר ונחלס דובי, דרש בו איזה מרמץ. עושה עם דוויל, שבצור עשה דבורים, אבל לא אין לי דוויל שתעש רשי. אבל בשתיים הדוקים בשטר, the reason we're not doing יהיה מונח, because if we'll do יהיה מונח, it'll be a wrong psak. Why? Two people are fighting. I say you owe me money, you said you paid. Basically we'll say יהיה מונח עד שיהיה ואליהו. So what do we'll do? We said יהיה מונח, not that we leave it like it is, we go, we take the money, and we put it in the munach. Right? That's what we said. We don't say, we'll lose up. We don't say, we wait for Eliyahu, leave it, freeze it like it is. We take it, and we put it in the yeh munach. So if you have to take it and put it in the yeh munach, so what you will do? Reuben tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I paid. Now what basically will do? If they will take the money out of Shimon, and freeze the money, so Shimon said that he paid, now he lost all the money. He had to pay again. He doesn't gain that Reuven doesn't get it. He didn't want to pay. He said, I paid. He said, Yemunach pay. Pay to us. So I lost my psak. What do you say? Don't pay. Keep it by you. He got everything. Now go to the other person. If you don't give him, it's a vital he lost. So man, what you will pass him will be a wrong psak. Now, let me tell you, you tell him you don't have to pay me suffik. Exactly what he said. I said I paid. So it's not yemunach. From his point, he exactly got what he wanted. He said he paid, and he will make his tainah. He don't have to pay. And if we don't take the money from him, and if we take the money from him, so he lost everything. He said he paid. We tell him, no, he's right, pay again. Right. When two people are fighting on the talis and we take away the talis, so no one is getting the talis. But it's not one tainah against the other tainah. Here when the vikuach is paid or didn't pay, if you make me to pay again, this is exactly what the other person is saying, that I have to pay again. So the mele, when they moitzi for me, this is the vikuach. It's not the vikuach on the talis. But they can't do yemunach, so we go back and we do yachloiku. Maybe in the hemshech we'll have a better teretz of shitas Rashi. But the vayl, this is tzuras advorim. So beetzem Rashi pitom here in sof suya was mechadesh another chidush that we have three halakim. Three halakim beetzem Rashi is mechadesh that we have. Rashi is mechadesh that we have. One chiddush that be'oichzim, if it's no Ramay, we do yachloiku. We said be'das Rashi, even if it's not oichzim, we do yachloiku. If it's a vada Ramay, we cannot do yachloiku. If it's not oichzim, we do kol de'alim. If it's oichzim, we can't do kol de'alim. We can't do yachloiku. We do yemunach. Avada we said if Rashi is very gishmak, mon eshlishi is yemunach. If Rashi is very gishmak, itafsin elay mafkinen. All of Rebbe Zalman's kashas, every time that we ask, go back to Yachloiku if you can do kol de'alim. If Rashi, if I can do kol de'alim, I don't go back to Yachloiku. Tafsin elay mafkinen, we don't do Yachloiku. Mon eshlishi, we don't do Yachloiku. If Rashi, every time when we don't do kol de'alim, we go back to Yachloiku. If we don't do kol de'alim, we go back to Yachloiku. It's very light. Very light. Der cheshbon is very light. we can't do Kaldehalim, we don't go back to Yachloiku, maybe we do Yemunach. Lama Zan the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, but why we need two cases of Yachloiku in the Mishnah? One in Mitzia and one in Mekach and Memkas. Doch ein Yesoid. And look, nicht Ahu Arve, nicht Steinmöchzim Bestar, not Moneshlishi. The Tanner only writes Steinmöchzim Vitalis, the Din of Yachloiku Yvah Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Tanner writes it in two Echatimtzes. One in Mitzia and one in Mekach and Memkas. For the Gemara, what I need two Echatimtzes, doch the Zelbe Yesoid. And the Gemara says, Tzrichuse. The Tzriche. The Iton in Mitzia, Have a mine, Mitzia ude Romo Rachmone Shvu Alei, Mishum de Moiri Veomar, Chavroi Lav Midechos Arbo, Eizim et pas vispalik baadei, Ez a Moira Eter to steal. Aval Mekar ve Memkar, De Leke le Meim Arochi, Ez no Moira Eter, Eim Eloi, Maybe Ez no Shvu, Ez no Chaluke. Ve Iton in Mekar ve Memkar, Hu de Romo Rachmone Shvu Alei, Mishum de Moiri Veomar, Chavroi Dmei Koyoiv, Anod Mei Koyavine, Hashto de tzricha ledidi, eshkel ano, v'chavro il eze litra v'lizbin. Aval metziye, de leke le meim arochi, eim eloi tzricha. So the Gemara makes a tzrichuse. If I would only write metziye, I would think that metziye is a meire eter. He's a ganev. He didn't know, yenef anu metziye, nishta zei vayt, nishta zei shlech. So a person would steal. So imeli, you need a shvua to stop him. Aber b'mekar b'memkar is no meire eter, so we don't need shvua. If I would say Makir Mekar, I would think Makir Mekar is a Meir Heter. He's going to pay anyway. He's not going to lose, my friend. Dir Chazal need a Shvua, lo shena gemore. Ramu Rabbanu Shvua ale. But in Metzia, there's no purpose for a Shvua. Why? Because there's no Meir Heter. Now, in Biurei Gemore, I want to buy a dice. Rashi loy nizbar kol atzoyrech. What is exactly the Tzrichusas? So we'll start from the Teisves and we'll go back to the Rashi. Zog Teisves. Iton im Metzia, mishum demoyre v'omar, chavroi lav mide chosar, lekach tofis, aber pishu yodea shechavir im Metzo. V'romu rabonon shvu alei, kedei sheyifrish. Aval mekar v'memkar deleke lemei marochi, shim yodea shechavir ikno lo yotofis, umide tofas, sovar sheshaloyu, v'nisratze amoyre, kedemasi ilchimono nogezuzi mitarvayu. Eim elo yishov, adem mishum shvu elo yifrish, שריסובורו לא ימרס האמס קומש מלום. דאפילו אוכי ישובה. ואיך שיודע בוודאי, אינו סובורו לא ימרס האמס, כי אינו טוען כל אחד אני הרגתי, או שאיך הוא טוען שקר, ומייזיד או שתיים הדוקים בשטר, הוסם פשיטה דייך לא יקרו בשבוע. וישבוע ועד היפרש לחוש המי לחוש את השבוע. First of all, state in Tesfus. If the Tanner would write only Metzia, I would think Metzia you need a שבוע, because the guy thinks that he's allowed to steal. But v'mekach v'memkach, he doesn't think that he's allowed to steal. So why he's doing it? Because he really thinks that he's right. So what will help a shvua? So Tei says, but what l'ma zogim ba'aliyah rektiyo? He knows he's not right. Then for sure is a reason for a shvua. So l'ma misadu first for shteit in Tei says. Shteit in Tei says like this. Avadei l'moshel, if two people are fighting, and one of them is avadei ramai, avadei do a shvua. Why do a shvua? Maybe duch the shvua, he will not steal. L'osh nagmor en dafei. They were metaken a shvua, shaluye kolechot ve'elechot, hoylech v'toifes v'talizah shel chaveir. So we made a shvua, we don't want people to steal. Two people are fighting, make a shvua, ay, manav shachiv is a ganev, why he's doing a shvua? Choshen mamayin alech, choshen a shvua, he wants to steal, or with a shvua he will not steal. So this is the end of Tesis. Avad esidu a shvua b'chai gavne. Choshen mamayin alech, choshen a shvua. So what is the chiddush here? The Metziah, I would think that why is the Shvua b'Metziah? Because it's a Meira Heter. Masha'enke b'meka v'memkar is no Meira Heter. So why he's doing it? Because he thinks that he's right. So the Shvua will not help. Atkan, I said over the Tesis. I want to ask you a Shaila b'Pshat. It's not even a Shaila b'Lom, it's not b'Pshat, how you learned. I don't understand. Who told you b'meka v'memkar he thinks that he bought it together with his friend? Maybe he's a poster ganev. V'mele, make a Shvua that he will be Pairish. If the Tana would write Metzia, I would think Metzia is a reason to make a Shvua, because he thinks, no, my friend found it, big deal, I'll take it away from him. Who said he has to find it? I saw it first. Is no more heter. So Al Kocher, why he's doing it? He pushed things, he gave money, the other person gave money. So man, there's no reason for a Shvua. So why him attack in Shvua? So maybe the reason he's doing it b'mekav b'memkav because he's a poshta ganev. Yeah, maybe he's a tzaddik. Maybe he's a ganev. Taisa says, "Baniyah raktiyo, baniyah raktiyo." You do a shvur. Why you do a shvur? I is a ganef, so why you do a shvur? Hopefully, he will be bayrish. You decided the mega of a memgar is no moira heter. So mistame is a tzaddik. So why to make a shvur? No, maybe he's a ganef. What? Ganef taisa, you do a shvur. You don't need a chidush. No maskon. No maskon. Taisa says in Ganovim, I don't need. There's no chidush that I do a shvur. It's pasha that I do a shvur in Ganovim. Taisa says like this: by Ganovim I do a shvur. By Ganovim I do a shvur. By Ganovim I do a shvur. Zok Taisa. We're not scared to do a shvur for Ganovim. Taisa holds choshem mayne lechosh da shvur. It's no shaila to do a shvur by Ganovim. But I would think Metzia is a shvur because maybe he'll be payish. A man with memgar has no reason for a shvur because it's not mayre heter. So mistami, why he's doing it? Because mistami is a tzaddik. No, so he'll not be payish. So why him attacking the shvur? I'm attacking the shvur. The tzaddik is not a tzaddik and he's a ganef. How are you learning pshat and teisvus before teis? The Gemara says it's two chidushim: shvur be metzia and shvur be mekar ve memka. If I would write metzia, I would think the metzia that is a mayre heter is a purpose for a shvur. That duch them he will be poirish. Mekar ve memka he's honest because it's no mayre heter. So why he's doing it? Mistam he thinks he's right. So he for sure is right. No, so we'll not be poirish. So chavar to attack in a shvur. Kamash malon, then you attack in a shvur. Why you attack in a shvur? But the thing is, if it's a shakran, then you can attack in a shvur. No, so maybe every time we attack in a shvur, maybe it's a ganav, maybe it's a shakran. It's not pshat in teisvus. Pshat. What's the pshat in teisvus before teiras? So muzman zogen azay in teisvus. That avada we have a chazoka that people are not ganovim. Cheskes kashos. So when I see two people are shlogging, if I know one is a shakrim, bring the shvur. You'll be payish, for sure. But when there's a tzad that is not a shakrim, cheskes kashos says mistam is not a shakrim. So why he's shlogging? He's a meira heter. Mistam is not a ganov. So I'm saying, he's shlogging because he's a meira heter. So do a shvur and he'll be payish. But if a memgar that is no meira heter, but there's a tzad that he's shlogging because he thinks that he's right. So there may be no reason for a shvur. I maybe he's a ganav. I don't think people are ganavim. Mistam people are not ganavim. This is the Seder Advarim and Teisvus. So by ganavim, avada we metak in shvur, sheyim v'payrish. And metziah is a reason, even that he's not a ganav, but fakir, he's a meira heter, is a reason to metak in shvur. B'megar v'memgar, he's not a ganav, and he's not a meira heter, but he thinks that he's right, so maybe there's no purpose to metak in the shvur. Kamash malon, he will check very good and he will realize that Be'etzem, the other person gave the money before him, the other person did it Beratzen, his Ba'ines, and Duch the Shvur, he will figure out that Be'etzem, he has a mistake when he thinks that it's his, he will double check himself, and the Mele, he will be Pairosh. This is the Pshat Divrei HaTeisvus. Before Teiras. This is the Pshat Divrei HaTeisvus. This is the Posh the Pshat in Teisvus. Avada is a shvur for Ganovim. Avada is a shvur for Ganovim. A Ganovim, we do a shvur. You're Pairash. But when a person, we have to assume he's a Ganov or not a Ganov, Mistami is not a Ganov. So Machshava, we started to think he's a Ganov or not a Ganov, Mistami is not a Ganov. This is what we tried to think, Mistami is not a Ganov. So why he's doing it? Metzia is my Gaeta. No. Do a shvur, be Pairash. Do a shvur, be Pairash. Mega of a Memka is a reason to say he's not a Ganov, and he thinks that it's his, will not help. Kamash Milan, it will help. At kan divra teisvus bepshat. Then he's a ganev, a shakran. So man, he makes a shvur, he'll be payash. He's a guy, I see that he's a shakran. If he thinks that he said it in here, but ain't it of Zain Fadimian. He says, Araktiya, yeah, it's like the Araktiya. So what is the shakran? So I'm about make a shvur and stop. We don't have a problem with that. And the Gemara says in the way, Shvur shal eichot ka eichot choyler v'tekev dadi shal chaveir. That's the Gladkeit. The chiddush of the sugi here is that in these two cases, I would think the shvur will not help, will not be productive. Why? Because we assume that he's not a ganev. So what the shvur will help? So the Gemara in the first case, the shvur will help. He'll be pirish. What's the second case? No, also will help Epis. Also will help Epis. This is the way the Tzuras Advorim Lefi Teisvus. Let me get a trop weiter. The Ran is masbid of the Gemara. want to say there, I'm going to say now, Oymik Dike Pshat, in the whole Susa de Shmaise, it's a double niflo, Reb Nocha was my minute here, Mamish, she's glad. But we have to a little bit, and then we'll see all these little ores, Piton will shine to Oyrechot Godl. Aber lam again, Pamelach. The Ran asks a kasha. Frank the Ran a kasha. The Gemara in Daf Hei says that the purpose of the Shvuah is שלא יהיה כל אחד ואחד הולך ותויקה בתליסה של חברו ואומר שלי the Shvuah is against the Ganovim und da in the Gemara steht that the Shvuah is against the Meire Eter frag the Ran stiras asugias Tais never asked this kasha. Nechadami. It's only the Rishonim asked the kasha. All the Rishonim didn't miss this kasha chutz from Taisus. Aber as I frag the Ran, here stated the Shvuah is שלא יהיה כל אחד ואחד תויקה בתליסה של חברו. The Shvuah of the Mishnah is, we scared that two people will fight, every guy will jump on another friend and tie in the talisa says, מגמח את השבועה, the gunner will stop. Do state that the Shvuah is, עצ מהירה יתר. The Shvuah is the מהירה יתר. אז זה יפרק דרן. אז איפה הגדר? אז נראה, אם זה הקשה של מרן, אז הקשה של ראשון. על ראשון יפרק את הקשה. על ראשון יפרק את הקשה. על ראשון יפרק את הקשה. זוג דרן התרץ. זוג דרן הזה התרץ. ויש לו אמר, מחלקס הסוגיס. The sugya by us learns the shvuah is only mitzad moira heter. For ganovim we didn't do a shvuah. Why? If he's a ganev, he will not be pirish for the shvuah. Chosha amayna chosha shvuah, so he will not be pirish. We never made a shvuah for the ganovim. We only made a shvuah for the errands of people that they will take the mitzvah because they are moira heter. And you read the gemara the way like this, doctor. If I would write only Metziah, I would think in Metziah that is a Meira Heter is a purpose for a Shvuah. But in Mekav and Memkav there is no Meira Heter. Stami is a Ganef. So there is no reason for a Shvuah. Kamash Malon, there is also a Meira Heter. Like the Gemara explains later. If I would write Mekav and Memkav, I would think only Mekav and Memkav is a Meira Heter. Kamash and Metziah is also a Meira Heter. But in a place that is no Meira Heter, it's no shvuah. This is one mahalach. V'nimtza machlekes asugyas. Lefi daf hei, beis amud beis, the shvuah is only in cases of meira heter. When there's no meira heter, there's no shvuah. Inami, zogta, repeat the gemara like this. If I would write only metziah, I would think the shvuah is because meira heter. Shteit mekav v'memkav, there is no meira heter. You know why is the shvuah? Against the Ganovi. Kamash Malon, even when there's no Meira Heter, there's a Shvuah. Sal Gedaitor, the Shvuah is only when there's a Meira Heter. When there's no Meira Heter, when there's a Tzad that is a Ganev, there's no Shvuah. And in Mekav and Memkar, there's only a Tzad of a Ganev. Kamash Malon, then even when there's a Ganev, there's a Shvuah. Nimtzenu Lemeid. That Lefi Deran is Be'etzem two Sugyas. The sugya by us says the Mishnah was mechadesh that is a shvuah and metziah, and the Mishnah was mechadesh that is a shvuah and mekach v'memka. Zog the Gemara, what is the chiddush of the two cases? Lishnekam is shvuah is only when it's a meira heter. I would think it's meira heter only in case aleph, and case beis is no meira heter. Kamash when it's two cases of meira heter. If I would write beis, I would think meira heter is in beis. As no Meira Heter and Aleph, Kamash Malon is two cases of Meira Heter. And Lefi Daf Beis, Shvuah is only in Meira Heter. When there's no Meira Heter, there's no reason for a Shvuah. The Sugya in Daf Hei is a different Sugya. In a Mizog Deran, if I would write only one case, I would think the Shvuah is only with a Meira Heter. Kamash Malon, case Beis, the Shvuah is not only with a Meira Heter. Even without a Meira Heter is a reason of a Shvuah. Why? Like the fei, shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad hoylech v'teikev v'talisa shel chaveiro. Nimtza sidrum shel dvorim lefi deran like this. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? I would think shvuah is only in case aleph. Kamash malon, even in case base. Why? Other, only in case Aleph is Meira Eter, Komashlon case Beis is also Meira Eter, and these are the only Shavuos that we have. Other, Salka Deiter, only in case Aleph because it's Meira Eter, Komashmalon even in case Beis, because you don't need a Meira Eter for the Shavuah. Oh, but the Tamtis Advorim, listen to the Loshen. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, what is the purpose of the Shavuah? I would think it's only in case Aleph, Kumash Malon, the reason of the Shavuah is also in case Beis. No, what is the Chiddush of Tunus Chos? But Advorim Mem Echot. The Lomdus of the Sugi is, what is the Tzrichuse? Don't think Shavuah is only in Aleph, Kumash Malon, Shavuah is also in Beis. This is the way the Ran learns the Sugi. I think it's glad. Zogt Reb Nochem, Teisves didn't learn the Sugya like the Ran. Teisves learned the Sugya verkehrt from the Ran. I'll say it leichter, leichter, then I'll be masber it more. I'm trying to say the easiest way. Teisves learned the Sugya. You know why is a Shvu in the Mishnah? I know. Shelo yechot kol eilecha v'toikef. Ani haraktiyo, pshita that is a Shvu. Shtar, pshita that is a Shvu. The Gemara said in the Fei, why? You don't have to stir as a sugyas. The Gemara said, Shvuah is to stop the Ganovim. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? I would think that B'mekar V'memkar is no need for a Shvuah. Because anyway he will not be Poirish. So Chaval to do a Shvuah here. Kamash Malon, even here, is a Shvuah. Dehainu. If I would not have two cases in the Mishnah, I would know Ganovim, I would know. Misvore, I would know Ganovim, need a Shvuah. This is the reason the Iker Takana was for the Ganovim. Takana was not for the Meira Heta, the Velt Meira Heta, the Rav Gan v'Yisroel. Takana is for the Ganovim. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, don't think only for the Ganovim. Even in Metzia, there is a Meira Heta. Yeah, but the Shvuah will make him to start to be Meira Heta. But I would think the Moshe would be Meger of a Memkar, it will not be, will not help, because he thinks he's honest. Kamash Malon, don't worry, it will help. Abba de Haino. I know that sounds a little bit the same, I'll be Masbe. Lefi Deran, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that I would think Shvuah is only in case Aleph. Kamash Malon, even case Beis. What is even case Beis? Even in a case that is no Meira Heter. Why? Other the Chiddush is that in case base is also a Meira Heter. Other does it go for the Chiddush that I don't need a Meira Heter. But the Mishnah is coming to the Mechadesh, we'll take the second Hezber of the Ran Lamazar. Without the Mishnah, I would think the Shvuah is only for Meira Heter. Zog the Mishnah? No. Shvuah is not only for Meira Heter. Shvuah is for Aleph, for Aleph, for Aleph. Does it the Chiddush? So someone asks you, what is the Tzrichuse? I would think Shvuah is only for Meira Heter. Kamash Malon, even without Meira Heter, you have to have a Shvuah. So what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That Shvuah was not Niskan only in the first case. Shvuah was Niskan also in the second case. We'll take the second Nusach of the Ran. Shvuah was not Niskan only in Meira Heter. Shvuah was Niskan Tamid. So the Chiddush of the Tzrichus is that you have a Takone of Shvuah in all the cases. Fit cases, it starts the opposite. I know all the cases. Big cases, I know. Ganovim, I know. I would think that these cases are looser. These cases don't need a Shvuah because it will not help. Kamash Malon, even these need a Shvuah. It's mamish two different ways. The one is only bepshat. The pshat agimore. The haim. Zog Reb Nochem. When we might see one bepshat in the avonah, the one. Lefid HaRishonim, the Gemara said, came to say that the Mishnah is Mechadesh, the purposes of the Shvuah. But out of the Mishnah, I would not know the purpose of the Shvuah. I would think it's only in a Meira Heter. And Kamash Malon, if you the first Teretz, Taki only in Meira Heter, just two cases. Second Teretz, Kamash Malon, even when it's not Meira Heter. Frekter, interessant. Here they say that that's the goof of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. And Davov, the Gemara knew it misvore. That is, Taki two different sugyas. Taki two different sugyas. Other the sugya there is after the maskana here, or it's two different sugyas. The fitaisis will never ask him the Gemara there. Did the Gemara explain the reason of the Shvuah? The Shvuah was to stop the Ganovim. the shvura was shloye kol echad veechad hoylech betoike betalisa shel chaveiro. The shvura is the stuff they get novim. The mishnah is mechadesh zaitike chidushim. I would think ein echenami the shvura is against the ganovim, but I have one case that the shvura will not help. So chaval to make the shvura. Chaval to make the shvura. Kamash malon. Even in this case, you could make the shvura. This is the two ways to learn the Gemara. The Hainu. I want it to be clear. Lefin Rishonim, the Ran, and all the Rishonim Be'etzem, the Chiddush of the Sugi is, I need two cases to know that Shvuah is Vimitum. Shvuah is all over. If I would have only one case, I would only know one case as a Shvuah. I would not know the rest of the cases as a Shvuah. Kamash on the second case, even the second case needs a Shvuah. First Malach, only the second case, and not Kol HaTeira Kulo, although from here I know the Kol HaTeira Kulo. But what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? That b'kol ha-tirikula I have a shvua. Ma she'ein ke lefi the Tosfos, I know b'kol ha-tirikula. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even these shvachi cases, I would think that they know me the shvua, the second case, every time in the second case. Komash malon, even in a shvachi case, the shvua will be helping, the shvua will be helping. This is the tzuras advar. No, this is the sugis. Sumchus, megiret av sumchus, it's about. Al Lamod, the Gemara says, the second one doesn't have a Meir Eter. Why not? But this is the Tzuras HaDvarim. I know you think like, what's the grace of Nafkemina, Azeh and Azeh, not here left. We'll start with the first Hezber HaRishoinim. Hezber HaBiseinu HaRishoinim. What is the Chiddush of the Sugya? Why the Eile Ketane needs to write two cases? What is the answer? We learn good Rishonim now. So someone will ask you, so why I need two cases in the Mishnah? What is the answer? Why you need two cases in the Mishnah? Answer yourself. V'tzriche, the Gemara asked the Kasha. V'tzriche, was daf haben zwei cases? What is the answer? Chaim, what is the answer? Why I need two cases? If I would write only one case, what I would think? Why I need two cases in the Mishnah? Let the Tanit write only one case. What is the answer? Write only one case. If I would write only one, I would think that one, the Shvua, could help, because it's a Meira Heter. Oh, but the second one is not a Meira Heter, so there's no purpose to do a Shvua. And the Gemara says, if I write Metziah is the Meira Heter. But I would think when there's no Meira Heter in Mekach, there's no reason for a Shvuah. But take the second Hezbel Terat. Komash Malon, even when there's no Meira Heter. If I would write Mekach from Memka, I would say, only when there's a Meira Heter is a reason for a Shvuah. But when there's no Meira Heter like Metziah, Mekach Teisa is a Shvuah. Komash Malon from the Yitur, that all of both of them have a Meira Heter, but the Iker Komash Malon is, that even when there's no Meira Heter. So again, if we ask the word v'tzriche, tane, why you write two cases? Give me one case and I will know the aloche. The answer is, I need to know that the shvuah is not nitkan only for the Meira Heter. The shvuah is even for ganovim. How I know it? If I would write one case, I would say that case is the Meira Heter. I have a second case, and I don't need two cases for Meira Heter. So al kochoch, the second case, is telling me that the shvuah is vimitum. And the Gemara explained to me that from either side that I will start, I will have that mistake. If I would write only Mekach v'Memkar, I would say it's the Meir Heter there. If I would write only Metziah, I would think the Meir Heter is there. So the Eli Ketana wants to tell me that you don't have to have a Meir Heter. I'm going for the second side of the Ram. For the first side of the Ram. For the second side of the Ram. We'll take the second side of the Ram. So Tana, why do you need two cases? So, first the answer to the Rantak, I need to say two cases in Meira Heter. I don't know that they called Meira Heter. But if you're the second Mahalach, the Rant, the Gibbait Mahalach, the Iker Mahalach. So, what is the Mahalach? V'tzriche, the Hainu Frank, the Gemara, why I need two cases? Write only one case and I will go, I'll be good. It's like, well, you have a problem. If you write one, I would think the Shvuah was only Nitkan in Meira Heter. So you're more okay, so write Mekach. I would think Mekach is the Meira Heter. Write Metziah. I would think the Metziah is the Meira Heter. I have both. So I know Lav Dafka Meira Heter. Till here it's good? Zok Trapki Ve'eger. Rashi had a kash. Rashi's learning like this. Shvuah, the komashmal on the shvuah is not only when it's a meira heter, even when it's no meira heter. So why the Tana needs two cases? Tana says, what do you want to write? Metzia, meira heter, or not, no, not meira heter. No, write meka v'memka. Meka v'memka is meira heter, or not, no. Zogt Rashi, Tane, Tane, why are you spending your time to write two cases? Write ani araktio, is no meira heter, and I will know that the shvuah is, even without a meira heter. Why the Tana needs to write two cases? Because if he writes one, I think that it's meira heter. Write ani araktio. וזה אומר, שתיים אומר זה מטליס, זה אומר אני הרקטיו, וזה אומר אני הרקטיו, איך לא יקו בשבוע? No, it's not my heter, dear. It's a riot that the שבוע is, even without my heter. Why I need two cases? Das ist gewend schwer zu rasch. Also ich sage, ich habe gewäger bei Archove in der Schir und im Arm Schiff. Rasch hier eine Kasche. Why I need two cases to bring me to the Maskone? Why I need two cases to bring me to the maskone that the shvuah is even without a meira heter? What is the cheshbon? V'tzriche. What is the kasha? I need two cases. I could figure it out from one. So the gemara, either one I would think is a meira heter. So I need double to know that it's not a meira heter. So Drashi, I have a third case. I'll write only one case and everything will be taken care of. Ani araktio v'ani araktio. It's not a meira heter. What is a meira heter? It's not a mitzia. It's not. So I'm right? Ani araktio. Zogt Rashi, from this I have a chidush. But it's a different problem. Ba'ani araktio, you can't do yachloiku because it's a vada ramai. So the Gemara can't write that case. There's no chitimtze, that case is wrong. This is the akdome of Rashi and Amud Aleph, Zogt Rabkivei. Zogt Rashi, I can write down ani araktio. Because ani araktio is a vada ramai. I could write metziah. Dear, is not vada ramai. Maybe everyone thinks that he did it, but Lemaisi they picked it up together. Mekav and Memkar is not a Vaday Ramay. Maybe they did it together. It's not a Vaday. But when it's a Vaday Ramay, or in a Chaluk Yechol Yisem as the Fidi Vrayim, we can't divide it. So maybe Rashi is learning the sugya al derech Haran. And lefi Rashi, kumtois, Rashi had a raya to his shtikel teire. So Rav Kiveir, it's not punklach. In the sugya here, Rashi decided to give this his shtikel teire that ba'ani araktio, you cannot do yachloiku. Rashi was learning the sugya al derech Haran, that the chiddush of the sugya is that you do yachloiku. B'shvua. Not only b'vaday ramay. Not only b'chaluk b'meira heter. Even without meira heter. And why I need two cases? Because from everyone alone I can't learn it. Zog Rashi chobayetze. Zog Rashi chobayetze. And chobayetze. Chobayetze zog Rashi. Zog Rashi chobayetze. All right, ani araktio. All right, ani araktio. And I will know, even without a meira heter. Zog Rashi, but ani araktio is no yachloiku. ואני הרקתי, אז לא יחלויקו. בגלל זה סבד הרמה. This is very glad בדס רשי. This בעצם רב קיבי איגר זוקט, and I'm ממשיף in one line. So I'm not going to go a step weiter. רב קיבי איגר is מרם is the whole thing בעצם. I'm just מרחיב לרב קיבי איגר. Other tastes is learning the sugya different. לפי תסס בוודאי רמאי, I'm sorry, when there's no more heter, I'm sure, אבל when there's no more heter, אבדה זה יחלויקו. When there's no more heter, אז אבדה יחלויקו. לפי תסס. בעני הרקתי אז יחלויקו. בשתיים אז משטר אז יחלויקו. בשבוע. Because we want to stop the רמאי. What is the חידוש לפי תסס in the sugya? Lefitayis, what is the chiddush of the sugya? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah Lefitayis? What is the chiddush of Lefitayis of our sugya? What? What is the chiddush? I know, when it's the Ganovim Avadis of Tayis of Shvua. So what is the chiddush of the sugya Lefitayis? What is the chiddush of the Tayis of Lefitayis? That even in a case that he thinks that he's right, and he will not be Poirish, maybe there's no reason to make a shvuah. Komash malo, that even in that case, is a reason to do a shvuah. So what is the chidush lefi Tosfos? That is a shvua not only when it's a ganev, the havada, even in the case that he's a mereter, I would think there is no reason for a shvua, because anyway he will not be poirish. I would think there is no shvua, because anyway he will not be poirish. Kamash malot. So the chidush of the sugi is what? I would think there's no reason for a shvua here. He's honest. He will not be poirish. He thinks that he's right. Kamash malot. So I'm asking you a shayla, lefi Tosfos, you have a kasha that the Tana will write an Iyar Haktir? If the Tana would write an Iyar Haktir, you will gain something? If the Tana would write an Iyar Haktir, you will gain or not? Actually, if the Tana would write an Iyar Haktir, you will gain or not? What do you gain, lefi Tosfos? When a rabbi, I know that is a shvur. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Lefi Tosfos, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is, even in a case that he's a Meireter, even in a case that he's a Meireter, and I would think that Chaval to do a Shvur, because anyway he will not be Poirish, Kamash Malot, that is a Shvur, even in that case. Even in a case that he's Meireter, and he thinks that he bought it, but maybe he will not be Poirish, Kamash Malot, that is a Shvur. So the Fittes is, the chiddush of the Sugi is, that even in this case is a Shvur. Aber bei an Iyar Haktir ist Pshita. So if it is, this is no kasha to write down an Iyar Haktir. So mele, so gam ki vehegir, hakol ke min choymer. Lefi Tosfos, bei an Iyar Haktir, for sure there is a shvur. It's no chidush, this is what Tosfos finishes in the end. So be mele, it's no kasha to write an Iyar Haktir. So if it is, this is no raya like Rashi, that bei an Iyar Haktir is no yachloiku. So now we'll be mind with the Dvorim. Chai Dvorim mamish mechuvorim k'min choymer. It's not stama Rashi and Tosfos, but both of them are speaking here on an Iyar Haktir. No one mentioned an Iyar Haktir. And Punk Rashi and Tosfos decided to bring up a case of an Iyar Haktir, an Iyar Haktir. Aber zogt Rav Kiva Eiger, this is the heart of the sugya. Rashi's learned that in the halach of the sugya is, what the Gemara was kvetching a chidush here is be'etzem that the Tana wants to tell me that the srichuse, that the shvur is not only in the meira heter, a shvur is even when it's a rabbi. Dahinu, when it's no meira heter, not a rabbi, but a shvur is even when it's not a meira heter, a tzad of a ganav. But I need a srichuse, because every one of them cannot teach it to me. So Rashi, so instead of two, write an Iyar Haktir. So Rashi, chobaraya, an Iyar Haktir is no yachloiku. אני הרגתי, אז לא יחלויקו. ולרשי זה מסודר. אבל לפי Tosfos זה פונק פקרט. The Gemara never had a tzad that this is what we're coming to say. This is what Tosfos finishes. Was never a tzad. Pung fakert. There is for sure that is a shvur. The chiddush of the sugi is that even in these cases of Meira Heter, I would think there is no shvur because it will not help. Kamash Malon, it will help. He will be poirish. Even if he's not a ganav, he will be poirish. Even when he thinks that he's right, he will be poirish. Kamash Malon, so I need tzrichuse that in these two cases is also a reason for a shvur. The mele, I can write down an Iyar Haktir. An Iyar Haktir for sure that is yachloiku. So the mele, l'rashi, she told us that it was a kushya atzuma on the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not write two cases. Write an Iyar Haktir and varti. Because that Rashi was miyasid as Yisoid, Baniyar Haktir, but it's a different problem. When it's a Vadar Ramai, we don't do Yachloiku. Ein Achaluki Yaholi Yosef, it's a Vita Anasem, we don't do Yachloiku. Masha'eng lefiteis, the Kashif on Iyar Haktir was never a Kashe. Fiteis, the Kashif on Iyar Haktir was never a Kashe. Vad was never a Kashe. Bemele, Agizok Zeraglat. Bemele Zokteis, Bechai Gavna, Vad is Yachloiku. It's not a Kashe. Bemele, Vad is Yachloiku. And Zoktam Kibayegir, this is what Tosfos is Messiah. ואיך שבדה אין הסוב עולם הרמס, כאן דקרו אמר, הטוין כל איכון אני הרקטיו. פשיטה דייך לא יקו בשבוע. What is the פשיטה? פשיטה דייך לא יקו בשבוע. The Tana doesn't have to write it down. זה נוחה פשיטה. אבדם רטמניש. Not stand that Tosfos is coming to say the הלוכה. Remember he's coming to say the הלוכה. מרד לא זכם נוחם, לא סיסקמין חוימר. Tosfos never asked the קשף ונדפי, שלא יהיה כל איכון, הילך ותויקף. This is Pasha to the Gemara. We know that this is the Shvua. It's not a Kasha with the Teretz. Forget this is Pshita. This is before our Gemara. And that is a Shvua. The Chiddush is that the Shvua, even in these cases, Tosfos will ask a Kasha, Stiras, and Gemara. There's nothing to ask Bichlal. The meditation never brings down this question. The Fila Rishonim, Punk Vagant. Our Sugi is Mechadish that is Shvua not only in these cases. fight us the Chagamal Shpeta. Say, yeah, yeah, that is after our sugi is Ogin Rishonim. But mainly, Rashi had his kasha. This is the derech ha-pshuto ha-zignochamo. You see the Maram Shif in Amud Aleph, in one line the Maram Shif is off the Gantz HaChashman. Rav Kiveger is more Marchiv. They have the Chidushim, they have the Likutim from the Shir, for Rav Kiveger. And Rav Kiveger himself is Miram, is that this is the Tesis and this is the Rashi, and man, the Gantz HaMachlekes and the Lomnes is given Kiboyt on this sugi. This is one way that the Rishonim amay mid the sugi. There's one way the Rishonim amay mid the sugi. Now, mitoich this divrei harishonim, maybe we'll start from mitoich this divrei harishonim, roinu here, bederech agav, interessante zach. That all of these rishonim was posher to them, that in a case that you cannot do the shvua, the yachloiku will stay. Not that it was a salkedaitoch that would not be yachloiku. The Salkedaitoch was, Taisa says, that I cannot do a Shvuah. So what do you do if you cannot do a Shvuah? You be Achloiku without Shvuah. Rashi, we don't have a Mefurash. But Taisa stayed klo. Eime lo Yishova. But not Eime lo Yachloiku. But the Rishonim start. I would think Shvuah was only Niskan here because he would be Poirash. But by Achoshud would not be a Shvuah. And what would be the Aloche? Be Achloiku without a Shvuah. Or be achloik without a shvua. Not that salkedaitoch that because I cannot do a shvua will not be a yachloiku. The yachloiku for sure would be. The salkedaitoch was that in all of these cases you cannot do a shvua. And the truth is, if you read the Gemara, it's a shtikel mashmo es loshen haGemara. Look at loshen haGemara. The iton emetzi ave amin emetzi udaromo rachmon es shvua alei shundemiri veramar. Aval mega vemega lemega ori emeloi. ויתון המגע ממגע הוא דרום הוא רבון הם שבו עלי כשהוא נמי ריבו אמר אדם ובחמי יבי אין אלוי אבל משמע רום הוא שבו עלי או לא רום הוא שבו עלי אבל רבד if you cannot do a שבוע you do יחלוי כי הוא נער לשבוע if שבוע עשה נפתור אם it's very פשוט if the יחלוי כי of the mission is anyway יחלוי כי just you need a שבוע just in case, so when you don't need a shvua, you go back to the yachloiku. If the yachloiku is only with a shvua, it's not so gishmak. If it's shvua sanoitlim, the koyach of yachloiku was giben giboit of a shvua. I'm not saying that it's a kasha, but azay, this is the way the rishonim and the tesis are learning the sugya, that the salkedaitoch was, the tesis stayed close, that I cannot do a shvua, but the yachloiku would be. The yachloiku would be. The Rashbo in our sugya, the Rashbo in our sugya wants to learn a little bit different b'das Rashi. He wants to learn b'das Rashi like this. That our sugya is learning that you only do yachloiku when he's not a ganev. But we know that he's a ganev, we don't do yachloiku. Why? Not because we can't do yachloiku. Because choshud ha-mamoyne, choshud ha-shvuase. And you learn the Gemara like this. If on a mitziyeh, mitziyeh shayich ha-shvua, because he's not choshud. He's a moire heter. Aval megav v'memkav, maybe he's not a moire heter, so he's a choshud. Kamash malon, that he's not a choshud. Because he thinks that he brought it together, he has cheshboines. Aber if he's a choshud, will be no shvua. And if it be no shvua, it'll be no yachloiku. Zog the Rashi, but this is the pshat in Rashi for ani araktiyo. Val dir, he's a shakrim, so you can't do a shvua, but mainly you can't do yachloiku. This is the way the Rashi wants to learn Rashi. Dahainu, that the Gemara means to say, Rashi is saying it in our suge, that our suge learns, not like dafe, our suge learns that the shvua is only when there's a meira heter. When there's no meira heter, there's no shvua. So Bishleim and Metziah is a Meira Heter. Megav and Memgar is no Meira Heter. Komash Malon, that is also a Meira Heter. Al Derech Deran in the first Pshat. That our Sugi holds, Shvua is only when it's a Meira Heter. When it's no Meira Heter, there's no Shvua. When it's no Meira Heter, there's no Shvua. Zog the Rashba, so what you do when there's no Shvua? Not Yachloiku without a Shvua. It'll be no Yachloiku. And this is Kavonas Rashi, that Be'ani Araktiyo, Yemunach. You can't do yachloiku because you can't do a shvua. to be a new pshat be Rashi. We're not going that derech. It's not the derech we're going with that Rashi. But I'm saying in this Rashi b'shtei do tzvei chidushim. First one chidush, maybe three chidushim. One chidush is that he's going like the first mahalach of the Ran, that the salkedai toch is that shvu is only in the first case. Komashlon even in the second case because he's also meira heter. But if it's no meira heter, there's no shvu. It's like the first derech of the Ran that the komashlon is. That the Shvu is only because of my Heter, the Loike Asugye Bedafei, Aleph. Second of all, the Rashba is turning and saying, when there's no Shvu, it would be no Yachloiku. Not like we were saying the whole time in the first Hezbah, that when there's no Shvu, it would be Yachloiku. And the Rashba says, when there's no Shvu, it would be no Yachloiku. And the third Zach Zog, the Rashba, oh, and this is the Rashi. Rashi meant, while you can't do a shvuah, while he's a ramai, so it's no meira heter. When it's no meira heter, there's no shvuah. But man, it's no yachloiku. The Rashba, dings and dings and dings. But come taste of the Rashba, that the Rashi is not a Rashi midin chaluko. It's not a Rashi midin the rivom, the rivor, the taste of the yachloiku. Rashi is learning, and Taka could be the sugya later, don't hold like our sugya. And the sugis later will learn that it's a shvur even with a vaday ramai. This Rashi kilu and lefid them. This Rashi is not saying it on the Mishnah. Why the Tana didn't say Araktio? Rashi is saying it on the Gemore. Lefid this Hezber. I want one more stuff. Listen carefully. Lefid we're saying now that the chiddush of the Gemore, both cases needs Moira Heter. On Moira Heter is no shvur. So what Rashi wants from Araktio? Before Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, so this, Rashi had a kasha. Now Rashi is learning, why the Gemara said Mekar v'memkar, why the Gemara didn't say Araktio? The Teretz is, if he's a Ramai, he's no Shvur. The Gemara is saying two cases that he's not a Vatai Ramai. But when you have a Tzad that he's a Vatai, it's not Mashma. But if you lefi Rashi, the reason that there's no Yachloiku b'Shvur b'Araktio, because you cannot do the Shvur, because you need a Meira Heter for the Shvur. This is the way the Rashba is maiming the Gemara. So it's beetzem zaitig bepshat the whole sugya of shvuah toli enat is toli in dafei. But when you gedenk in the shittes in our Gemara, that chelik that the lefi leran the chiddush of the sugya is the komashlon that in more and more cases past shvuah samishne. And lefi the tesis is punk fakel. We know all of the cases, but I would think maybe some cases are worse. Kamashulon, even these cases, this is the cheshbon. And I bet noch amol, most of the olam tak ishtel tzu, but I'm saying the chiyuv that everyone has to be a Friday lelo yoytzu min haklal. Simach tarif yoyim. No, the taina and loyt was as a gegangen zu sdoim. What was the taina? He went to sdoim, even if he's not a sdoim. Person that doesn't come, even if Lama Zogin, he learns in his room, he has his baal peh, but a gate in his doim. Not alone is a rifya. Not alone is a rifya. Everyone has to shtel, you know, it's a shveres sugyas, but fakir, the emes, so now be'etzem, the Gemara starts, ve'lechzi is noch a chelik. This Rashi be'etzem is a shlom at all the first chelik. Person chazer has the ganze sugyas, but mele, when he gate weiter and weiter, ve'ez Hashem, we'll have to see how to describe it.